بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين، وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سار على سبيله ومن اهتدى بهديه ومن استنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا، صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أنا سيد ولد آدم يوم القيامة ولا فخر، وأنا أول من تنشق عنه الأرض يوم القيامة ولا فخر، وأنا أول من يدخل الجنة ولا فخر، وأنا أول شافع وأول مشفع، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Honorable ulama, respected elders and dear brothers, Allah Rabbul Izzah has created this insan and made him such that throughout the course of his life he is affected and influenced by the things around him. It may be the environment that he finds himself in, it may be the people that he comes into contact with, or it may be the various experiences and challenges that he faces throughout the course of his life. And these experiences in life mold a person's character, they shape his personality, and to a great extent influence his thinking and his mindset in life. And this process of being molded and shaped does not only begin when a person comes into this world, but it starts prior to his birth. That fetus in the womb of the mother begins to hear and recognize the voice of its mother. It begins to sense and feel the heartbeat of the mother. And research suggests that that mother who endured or went through a very negative frame of mind throughout her pregnancy, she suffered from depression, she suffered from despondency, or there was some calamity that befell her in her life, then the effect of this will be seen on that child when he comes into this world. On the other hand, that mother who had a positive frame of mind, she was happy and content, she was at ease, then the positive effect of that will also be seen on the child when he comes into this world. Nonetheless, this insan then is brought into this world, and for the first few years of his life, majority of his time is spent in the company of his parents, his mother and father. And as a result of this, he begins to emulate and imitate the ways of his parents, so that you will find that youngster of 4 or 5 years of age, in his mind, he does not see any man stronger and more powerful than his father. And he does not see any woman more loving and caring than his mother. So that many a times you will find a person saying to a young girl, you walk, you talk, and you look just like your mother. Or you will hear somebody saying to a young boy that you are an exact replica of your father. Your facial expressions are like his. The answers that you give are similar to his. Your tone of voice is the same as his. This process of being molded and shaped is taking place. And then this insan goes to the next stage of his life, and he reaches the teen years of his life. And again this process of being molded and shaped continues. But now it becomes more on a conscious level. So perhaps he goes to school, he meets new people, or perhaps he browses the internet and he comes across different ideologies and ways of life. And he is at a very impressionable young age. He wishes to make his own decisions and choices in life. So for that young boy entering his teens, it is all about the most successful soccer player of the year. Now his dressing has got to conform to his dressing. His hairstyle has got to be the same as his hairstyle. And in some cases, it goes so extreme that he has got to eat the same cereal as that particular soccer player. For the young girl, it is very much the same. For her, it is about the most beautiful actress of the time. She has got to dress like her. She has got to shop in the same store as her. Her hairdo and the color of her lipstick has got to be the same as hers. Once again, insan is being molded and shaped by the things around him. And then this insan goes to the next stage of his life and he reaches adulthood. And this process of being molded and shaped does not stop, but it continues. Now he may attend a lecture or some course and he is taken aback by the speaker. Or he reads some book or some literature and he is influenced by the author. Or perhaps he travels abroad and he meets some individuals who have an effect on his life. This process of being molded and shaped starts prior to birth. And it continues right up until the demise of a person. At this point, my respected brothers and elders, as reciters of Kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, it is our belief and conviction that Allah Rabbul Izzah has not left any aspect of our life uncovered. وَلَقَدْ ضَرَبْنَا لِلنَّاسِ فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ Allah says, every aspect of your life, whether it be your life in this world or your success in the hereafter, I have explained everything for you in the glorious Quran. What does Allah Rabbul Izzah say to us when it comes to influencing our life? When it comes to allowing outside factors to decide how we run our life? Quran emphatically declares verse after verse, أولئك الذين هدى الله فبهداه مقتده لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم. That O insan, O mankind, if you want to allow somebody to mold your personality, if you want to allow somebody to shape your character, if you want to allow somebody to influence and affect your way of thinking, then look no further than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If this verse or these verses of Quran were the only dalil and proof that we had to adopt the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our way of life, then it would have been sufficient for us. Because it is an accepted principle and fact that the manufacturer and creator of any item knows best how to maintain and take care of that item. So a person buys a vehicle and he is uncertain of what type of tires to put onto that vehicle, or he is unsure what oil to use in that vehicle. Then on one hand, he may do his own research. Chances are he may be successful. Chances are he may destroy and damage that vehicle completely. On the other hand, a simple and effective solution for him is for him to open the user manual, written and printed by the manufacturer himself. And in there he will find the perfect tire to use, the perfect brand of oil to use, and this will ensure that his vehicle now is maintained and run correctly. In the same way, Allah Rabbul Izzah is our creator. Allah is our fashioner. Allah is the one who sent us into this world. And therefore it goes without saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best what is required for the maintenance of insan in this world. Which way of life should he adopt in this world to be successful? What type of influence should he allow to come into his mind? How should he conduct himself in this world? There is no other place to turn to than the glorious Quran. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ Allah says, if you have a taste for the next life, if you desire success in this world and the hereafter, if you want to achieve success, then take the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In every aspect of his life, he was a perfect role model and example for us. As I mentioned, if this verse of Quran was our only proof, then too it would have been sufficient for us. But the nature of insan is such that we require everything to make sense to us. It has got to appeal to my logic. I have got to understand it before I believe and accept. And therefore, if we analyze the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will realize that those qualities and characteristics that are generally looked for in a role model and leader, the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam ticks all the boxes. Perfection to the greatest degree. Generally, when a person looks for a role model and a leader in life, then he will look for somebody who has achieved success in his field of work. So the businessman will never adopt the principles of that business that has failed. The youngster will never emulate that soccer player or cricket player who has been dropped from the team. But he looks for somebody who has achieved success. He has left behind a legacy. If we look into the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to understand the level of success that he achieved, to understand what legacy he left behind for you and I, then we have got to go back more than 1400 years to the Ayyamul Jahiliyyah, the age of ignorance, when humanity was at such a low, morals and values were nowhere to be seen. Humanity was at its lowest ebb, to the extent that when a person would be given glad tidings of the birth of a daughter, then instead of rejoicing and celebrating the birth of his child, he would be faced with a dilemma. أَيُمْسِكُهُ عَلَىٰ هُونٍ أَمْ يَدُسُّهُ فِي التُّرَابِ. Do I keep this daughter of mine and endure the backlash of society? Or do I take the easy route out, the so-called easy route out, and bury my child alive? To the extent that women were oppressed, so that if a man passed away, his wife would fall to the highest bidder from amongst his family members. At times a mother would end up in the possession of her own son. To the extent that the consummation of alcohol and wine had become widespread. Scholars say it was as though humanity was in a cart, and this cart was proceeding down a hill, gaining momentum and speed. And the occupants were not bothered about applying brakes. Each one was fighting for a better seat in that cart. Those who were at the rear, the people of poverty, were trying to become rich. Those who were at the front of that cart were trying to become richer. Each occupant was worried about his own position in life, as though there was a lock on the taqdeer and destiny of humanity. As though the punishment of Allah Rabbul Izzah would come at any time and wipe out insan from the surface of this earth. The life that he was living in this world was not fit to be called life. When it comes to the inmates and the occupants of Jahannam, Allah says in Quran, they will not taste death in Jahannam, nor will they live what is suitable or what can be called life. In other words, they will be alive, but the existence of misery is not fit to be called life. This was the condition at the time of Jahiliyyah. Insan had stooped so low, there was nowhere further for him to go. When nobody was concerned about applying brakes on the cart of humanity, Allah's adab was hovering above. At that time, Allah's rahmat came into force. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ سِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. The Hadi, the Da'i, the revolutionist of the time was born. Where society was lawless, he brought about and established the pristine and perfect laws of Sharia. Where women and daughters had absolutely no honor, he raised them to that status and level that he placed Jannat under the feet of our mothers. Where slavery had ruined the lives of hundreds and thousands of people, he fought for rights for each and every insan and human. To understand the legacy that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left behind, sent to a small group of people in Arabia. Today his way of life and his deen is the fastest growing religion in the world. If this is not success, if this is not a legacy, then nothing else can be called success. The first quality that generally people look for in a role model is that he has achieved success in his life. He has left behind a legacy, and this is found to the greatest degree in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The second quality that generally people look for in a role model and leader is that he has the attribute of greatness. Everything he does is the best. As we had mentioned, a businessman will never look at that business that has failed. But even the person who has a small shop and is living hand to mouth, he will buy the business magazine and he will try to run his business on the principles of the top 10 companies in the world. That youngster who can barely kick a soccer ball, he will look for that shirt that has the name of the player of the year. It is the nature of man to want what is best. So that in our own personal lives, if money was not an issue, then I will never settle for the car that is second best. I will never settle for food that is second best. I will never settle for that brand of clothing that is second best. I will never settle for that cell phone that is second best. But I want what is the best in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only the best. Every aspect of his life was written in greatness. Every last detail of his life. If we look at the name Muhammad, the poet says in Arabic, وَشَقَّ لَهُ مِنْ إِسْمِهِ لِيُجِلَّهُ فَرَبُّ الْعَرْشِ مَحْمُودٌ وَهَذَا مُحَمَّدٌ. That Allah Rabbul Izzah, when He chose the name of His Nabi, then He derived His name from Allah's very own name. فَرَبُّ الْعَرْشِ مَحْمُودٌ. Allah is that praiseworthy being. And His Nabi is Muhammad, also a praiseworthy individual. When it came to His city that He resided in, on one occasion Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is returning from the battle of Tabuk. And he sees the mountains of Medina Munawwara in the distance. And he exclaims to his sahaba, إِنَّ هَذِهِ طَيْبَةٌ أَسْكَنَنِيهَا رَبِّي عَزَّ وَجَلٌ يَنْفِي الْخَبَثْ كَمَا يَنْفِي الْكِيرُ خَبَثَ الْحَدِيدِ. That here ahead of us is the Mubarak and pure city of Medina Munawwara. Allah Rabbul Izzah has chosen it as a place of residence for me. This is no ordinary city. It removes dirt, filth, and evil just as a furnace removes dirt and filth from steel. When it came to his city also, Allah gave him only the best. When it came to his companions and sahaba, there too Allah gave him only the best. إِنَّ اللَّهَ نَظَرَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْعِبَادِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, before creating insan, Allah Rabbul Izzah looked into the hearts of mankind. فَوَجَدَ قَلْبَ مُحَمَّدٍ خَيْرَ قُلُوبِ الْعِبَادِ. He found the heart that was the best and most pure. And he chose that for the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثُمَّ نَظَرَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْعِبَادِ. Then once again Allah looked into the hearts of mankind. And he found the hearts of the sahaba to be the most pure and clean. So he chose those individuals to be the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. When it came to his sahaba and companions also, Allah gave him only the best. When it came to his deen and way of life, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ. There also Allah Rabbul Izzah gave him only the best. Every aspect of his life was the best. The second quality that a person looks for in a leader is that he has this attribute of greatness. This again is found in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the highest degree. The third quality is that together with a person's success, his talents and achievements in this world, as an individual and a human being, he has character that is noteworthy. So a person may be very wealthy, he may be very talented, he may have achieved great success in this world, And if he has evil qualities, he has arrogance, he has pride, he's a very haughty person, then nobody looks up to him in this world. When it comes to the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, again Quran declares emphatically, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, verily you are upon great character. When our mother Aisha radiallahu anha was questioned about the akhlaq and character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was her reply? And we can ask ourselves, respected brothers and elders, if my wife had to be asked, what is the character of your husband? And we all know what answer will be forthcoming. My husband is the Fir'aun of the time. He is oppressive, he does this to me and he does that to me. And most of it unfortunately will be true. But when our mother Aisha radiallahu anha was asked, describe to us the character of your husband, there was nothing stopping her from speaking out against him. There was nothing stopping her from complaining about him. But there was nothing to complain about. كَانَ خُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. She says, if you want to know the character of my husband, if you want to know the character of the Nabi of Allah, then look into the Qur'an. Whatever qualities Qur'an describes as qualities of greatness, humility, love and compassion, tolerance, every single good quality that has been praised in the Qur'an, you will find it in his life. In another version of the riwayah, she says to the Sahabi, that have you not read Suratul Mu'minun in the 18th juz of Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala outlines a few qualities of the believers. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. Each and every one of these qualities were found in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When it came to amanat and trust, he never betrayed the trust of any person. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. When it came to his chastity, he protected this as well. The third quality that a person looks for in a leader and role model is that his character, his personality is appealing to everybody. This also was found in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the highest degree. And finally, every other role model in this world, his benefit will be restricted to this world. Once a person's eyes close and he leaves this world, nobody will be able to assist or help him. But when it comes to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the hadith of Muslim Sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam describes the scene on the day of Qiyamah, when humanity will be presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the grief and the fear will have reached such a level that they will come to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, O Adam, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open the doors of Jannah. The riwayat is very lengthy. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam will turn them away. He will send them to Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. He also will say, Allah is very angry today. Go to the next Nabi. They will come to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The same response. They will come to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. The same response. Finally, they will come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What will be his response? He says, فَآتِي تَحْتَ الْعَرْشِ. I will go beneath the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَقَعُ لِرَبِّي سَاجِدًا. I will fall down in prostration before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I will beg of Allah to begin hisab, to enter my ummah into Jannah. In another hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, my ummah were the last to come into this world, but by virtue of being my ummatis, they will be the first to enter Jannah. Every other role model in this world will abandon you when your eyes close. But if we adopt Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam as our role model, then in the hereafter also he will benefit us. Respected brothers and elders, the month of Rabiul Awwal has come. This is not a month of listening to a few bayans and advices about the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, singing the praises of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, yet committing the greatest injustice, the greatest oppression, the greatest gustakhi, the greatest zulam against Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that we do not adopt his life as our life. We do not make his day our day. We do not make his night our night. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.